On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, during the 70s, it was one of Bluegrassdom's premier labels. Based in Cincinnati, Ohio, with most of the recordings made at Lemco Studios in Lexington, Kentucky, and run by businessman Robert Trout, the record company issued a slew of classic albums from the likes of Red Allen, J.D. Crow, Reno and Harrell, and Larry Sparks. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be exploring the wonderful world of King Bluegrass Records. Coming up, this would be a great world to dance in if we didn't have to pay the fiddler, and I never met a King Bluegrass album that I didn't like. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with the label's first offering, recorded by Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys in just a few hours on February 18th, 1973. From King Bluegrass number 522, The Stanley Sound Around the World, this is On and On.
Driving down this long, lonesome highway, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Memories of how we once loved each other, and now you are said goodbye. On and on, I follow my darling, and I wonder where she can be. On and on, I follow my darling, and I wonder ever thanks me.
And the love I've chosen, surely not for me. But my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of the shame. For your poison love that stained the life blood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. For my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. You know that you are guilty of the shame. Still my heart cries out for you and you alone, my darling. and it begs me never, never let you go. But my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of the shame. For you poisoned the love that stains the life blood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. For my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of the shame.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys with the great Roy Lee Center singing lead with Poison Love, preceded by On and On. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be heading back to 1973 and 1974 to check out the 9 albums issued by one of the genre's great labels, the now long-defunct King Bluegrass Record Company, headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio. As we just heard, the company's debut offering, The Stanley Sound Around the World, hit record store LP bins to universal acclaim. Bluegrass Unlimited magazine remarked that, quote, Ralph, Jack Cook, and Roy Lee Centers have the best, countryest trio sound today, end of quote. Mule Skinner News was even more effusive, quote, this is one of the very best albums Ralph Stanley has ever made, end of quote. King Bluegrass Records' second album was no slouch either. Released the same month as The Stanley Sound Around the World, May 1973, this is Red Allen and the Allen Brothers singing a pair from King Bluegrass 523, My Old Kentucky Home.
Yes, they're lonely, and when the weekend rolls around, they cross the Ohio River in steady streams. I'm on the way back to the old home. Here's a song of death in the hills, a lonely death, miles from any medical help, miles from any help whatsoever in most cases. It's a thing called my valley home.
Tree. see snow-capped mountains reaching for the sky. I see miles of trackless snow across the valley. There's places here the sun has never seen. My valley home.
Along with his sons Ronnie, Neil, Greg, and Harley, with a pair from their King Bluegrass LP, the second for that label, My Old Kentucky Home. We heard Valley Home, preceded by On My Way Back to the Old Home. The album notes reflect, quote, "The songs for this album were chosen to tell the varied story of my old Kentucky home that is different things to different Kentuckians. Coal miners, farmers, those away from home. To them, all Kentucky is home, whether it is in the heart of the bluegrass or in its storied mountains," end of quote. While they may not have called it home, many went miles out of their way to stop off at the Red Slipper Lounge located at the Holiday Inn North near the intersection of Interstate 75 and 64 in Lexington, Kentucky, where four men on a harshly lit stage in silver brocade jackets were singing and playing some of the most glorious bluegrass ever rendered. From King Bluegrass 524, this is J.D. Crowe and the Kentucky Mountain Boys. J.D., Red Allen, Doyle Lawson, and Bobby Sloan with a 4-4 version of a Woody Guthrie song, Philadelphia Lawyer. Thank you.
listened a while to the lawyer. He could hear every word that he said.
J.D. Crowe and the Kentucky Mountain Boys with two from their Bluegrass Holiday recording. Their first, reflecting the tough, no-nonsense, hard-edged traditional bluegrass the boys were picking in Lexington, Kentucky in the late 60s. That seminal album was recorded in 2 days in 1968 and was originally released by Lemco Records in 1969 and then re-released by King Bluegrass in 1973. We'll let J.D. and the Kentucky Mountain Boys whisk us on through our break with one of J.D.'s signature pieces, lifted from King Bluegrass 525. From Ramblin' Boy, this is a little bit of Blackjack. I'm Dave Higgs, and we've got plenty more classic King Bluegrass albums that will cause excess salivation. And drool cups will be thoughtfully passed out upon our return from our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back with the fourth entry from King Bluegrass Records, also a reissue of an earlier Lemco recording made by J.D. and the Kentucky Mountain Boys in 1969. Their second for that label, Ramblin' Boy. By the time Ramblin' Boy was recorded, the band had gone through a few personnel changes, which resulted in a more contemporary sound. Ultra-traditionalist Red Allen had departed. Dog Austin was given a more prominent role and took over the guitar playing, and Larry Rice joined on mandolin. Here's the title track, followed by a track from Don Reno and Bill Harrell's debut King Bluegrass outing.
He was a friend. A town we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Said my old pal, we'd rather bum.
We must go, tally-ho, tally-ho.
All right, Buck.
Seem to know, wait for our signal there, there in to go, tally-ho, tally-ho. Oh, foxhounds are running, watch only go. I stub your horn and you did a blow. Tally-ho, tally-ho.
Hey, Don, let me hear old Lead run one time.
You want to hear old Lead run, Bill?
I sure do, buddy.
All right, sweet William, here she goes.
Towser in there one time now.
Oh, you want to hear old Towser run?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Towser, let me hear you yip a little bit.
Run old Joe in there one time.
Oh, you want to hear old Joe
run?
Yeah,
old Joe.
Oh, Joe's a pretty good dog. Come on, Joe, let me hear you run a little bit.
Wonder where else wrong with old Joe.
Joe's my three-legged dog, Bill.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What happened to old Joe?
Oh, he got his leg shot off in the war.
In the war?
Yeah.
Run them all together one time, will you?
Bill, you run them all together.
No. You run them together.
I can't hardly run one of them at a time.
I love to hear them dogs run.
Well, if you want to hear them all run together, why, let's hear them all run together.
Right.
All right. Get in line, everyone.
Foxhounds are painting, they all ran too slow. The fox has outrun them, now we're headed for home. Tally-ho, tally-ho.
Don Reno, Bill Harrell, and all the Tennessee Cut-Ups singing the title track to King Bluegrass No. 526, Tally-ho. Bill Vernon rightly states in his liner notes that, quote, "The fox hunt has been the subject of many a great country song, of which this is certainly one of the cleverest. There is exuberant verbal interplay between Bill and Don as Don imitates the foxhounds on the banjo, and they turn in a nice job on the vocal duet," end of quote. And J.D. Crowe and the Kentucky Mountain Boys open the fray with the title track to King Bluegrass No. 525, Ramblin' Boy. One of the label's strongest albums was their next, their six, King Bluegrass No. 527, featuring Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. The Ramblers, with the great Dave Evans on banjo and Ralph Meadows on fiddle, were especially potent, and the songs, three of them co-written by Larry and his sister Bernice, were in a league of their own. Here's two of those three, Memories and Dreams, followed by Too Much Mountain Dew.
A promise you make, a promise of love so true. You've broken the vows you made to me. Your leaving has brought something new.
Something old, something new. Our memories and dreams of you. Soon new love so cold, again you'll find someone new. Again, you'll find someone new. Again,
you'll find someone new.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Dewey's left a drinking.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Now Dewey left this morning feeling horse so fine, with a jug in one hand, drinking on his mind. Too much Mountain Dew.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Dewey left drinking.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Now the hot sun's shining while Dewey's in the shade, drinking from a bottle, homebrew that he made. Too much Mountain Dew.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Dewey left drinking.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Now drinking was a weakness that he couldn't hide. Had one drink too many, poor old Dewey died.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Dewey left drinking.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Dewey left a drinking.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers, with Dave Evans singing tenor, with Memories and Dreams and Too Much Mountain Dew, from their 1974 King Bluegrass album, The Footsteps of Tradition. The seventh album on the King Bluegrass label is also a dandy, another one from Reno and Harrell, entitled Rivers and Roads, from which we'll take a gander at one of Bill's fine originals, Love is a Stranger.
My door. I live each newborn day for tomorrow. For love is a stranger to me forevermore. I've changed my address, but the blues keep hanging round. There's a new sorrow's all I've found. I awaken from sweet dreams each night to find that you are gone. And love is a stranger, just a memory from now pretending, or will love be a stranger until the end of time? I've changed my address. dreams each night to find that you are gone. And love is a stranger, just a memory from now on. Turns day into night, while songbirds are singing so sweetly, and day has far vanished from sight. As a whippoorwill sings in the wildwood his message of love to his mate, will you promise to be mine forever as we stroll by the old garden gate? Tell you tonight that I love you, while the moonbeams are shining so bright. Will you tell me our love you will cherish, while I'm kissing and holding you tight? I know deep in our hearts we will cherish, our love will be lasting and strong, that we pledge to each other forever as we hear the first whippoorwill song.
Don Reno and Bill Harrell with Love is a Stranger and the Whippoorwill Song from King Bluegrass number 527, Rivers and Roads, released in 1974. We'll let Don and Bill and the boys get us on through our upcoming break with a little bit of one of Don's finest instrumental performances, The Green Mountain Hop. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have more classic King Bluegrass recordings from Tony Rice and the boys from Indiana upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back, about to sink our teeth into one of the most influential guitar albums of all time. Life was never again the same, at least for flat pickers, after the release of King Bluegrass number 529 in 1974. Tony Rice was doing things on and to the guitar that sounded like it should be illegal in most jurisdictions. There were flurries of bluesy notes, jaw-dropping syncopations, a fluidity of playing that had never been encountered before. Oh, and he could sing, too. Boy, could he sing.
Time. I gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. Time. I gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind.
Tony Rice singing Doing My Time from his 1974 King Bluegrass album Guitar, which thankfully was later re-released by Rebel Records after King Bluegrass's demise. You're listening to the golden sounds of the first eight albums in the King Bluegrass record catalog, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org, should you have anything on your mind. We'll round out our first installment on the Wonders of King Bluegrass Records with album number 9 for that label, King Bluegrass number 530, released in 1974. In many ways, it would be the Boys from Indiana's greatest album, although many other contenders for the title would be coming later down the road. What is for sure is that the album produced the Boys' greatest number. This is the title track, Atlanta is Burning.
Fighting, though it seems like 100. Away to the south, there's a home I once knew, where my loved ones are waiting for a word from the captain that the battle has ended for the gray and the blue. I left dear old Georgia on the first day of April. The grass in the valley was just turning green. I married my Sally just a week before leaving. We now have a baby that I've never seen. She wrote me a letter that told of our baby. He's just like his daddy, is the words that it said. But that's been so long now that it seems like forever. Lord, I'm so homesick, I wish I were dead. Atlanta is burning. I hear, I think of my Sally and the son that she gave me. If I could just see her and the baby so dear. A bullet has found me and the darkness is falling. The pain is unreal and my body's so weak. The captain is calling, but I cannot answer. My thoughts wander southward as I go to sleep. My thoughts wander southward as I go.
Boy of a mighty poor man, I wore hand-me-downs upon my back, and I picked cotton in the bottom land. When just 15, I run away from home, wearing my daddy's only pair of shoes. The years have passed and still I roam. I'm never gonna lose these good time blues. These good time blues won't let me be. These good time blues are part of me. I letter about a year ago. It hit me hard, I broke down and cried. Said we thought that you might want to know that your daddy and your mama, they both have died. Well, I can't go back cause I'm too ashamed. They can see me coming just like bad news. I ain't got a nickel, not a penny to my name. But I've had my share of these good time blues. These good time blues won't let me be. These good time blues are part of me.
The Boys from Indiana with a pair from their King Bluegrass LP, Atlanta is Burning. We heard Good Time Blues, preceded by the title track. We'll leave the King Bluegrass record story, for now anyway, and you with another tune from Tony Rice's guitar album, his first recording venture, an elongated, earth-shattering tour de force rendition of Reuben, featuring J.D. Crowe, Bobby Sloan, and Tony's brother Larry. Thank you. And on that high, happy, that tune still gives me goosebumps, just as it did upon its release 44 years ago. Kinda note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it'll be New Release City. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be unveiling, unfurling, and otherwise airing out the latest from Junior Sisk, David Davis, Five Mile Mountain Road, Backline, Luke Morris, Al Jones, and Deeper Shade of Blue on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.